The New Republic magazine is retracting some of the wartime dispatches it ran this year under the title Baghdad Diarist. The writings of a young army private were met by sharp criticism from conservative bloggers. They questioned the authenticity of his vignettes, which depicted the callousness of American soldiers in Iraq. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Scott Thomas Beauchamp wrote from Iraq of soldiers intentionally driving over dogs for sport in Bradley armored vehicles. He described soldiers playing with the bones of killed civilians, and he even wrote of mocking a woman at a mess hall whose face had been badly scarred in an explosion. The accounts were meant to show how war corrupted soldiers' values. New Republic editor Frank Foer says he can no longer vouch for those essays.
We looked at the totality of the record. We just couldn't be confident that the events that he described in his Diarist happened exactly in the manner that that he described them in writing.
Foer has retracted the stories in a 7,000-word essay to readers. It's an especially painful move for the New Republic, which has not shaken the memory of a scandal nearly a decade ago in which a reporter was found to have fabricated parts of dozens of stories. Foer says he's trying to keep faith with readers.
We owed them an extremely thorough investigation into the veracity of his pieces, and I think we owed them the honest admission of all the mistakes that we might have committed along the way.
It's good to see that the New Republic has finally distanced themselves from these pieces, which, you know, everyone else has known for 4.5 months that they were bogus.
Michael Goldfarb is a blogger for the conservative Weekly Standard, and he was among the first to raise questions about Beauchamp's writing.
Well, it's certainly not an apology. I mean, he doesn't apologize for anything they've done. But it's an explanation, and it's a litany of excuses, and it's really a hit job on their critics.
Foer has indeed been skeptical of the motives of some of his ideological critics. The New Republic is a moderately liberal magazine that supported the invasion of Iraq and then apologized for that. But Foer did try to track down the facts, even though he says the Army prevented him from speaking to the writer for long stretches. Several other soldiers supported Beauchamp's accounts, but the editor's confidence was badly shaken when Beauchamp admitted he could not have encountered the scarred woman he said he mocked in Iraq because, as conservative bloggers pointed out, the mess hall where he saw her was in Kuwait. But when he did get to communicate with Beauchamp, Foer was looking for answers.
At every point when I talked to Scott, I told him, "You're not a professional journalist. You're writing about events that happened in a war zone. If you made a mistake, it's best for everyone involved for you to come clean and to just tell us what you got wrong."
Frank Foer first heard of Scott Beauchamp from former New Republic reporter-researcher Elspeth Reeve, a friend of the soldier. She has since married him.
Scott and his unit just got back from Iraq. And so to me, Frank is giving up on the reporting just as the reporting got easier.
Reeve says she visited her husband, Scott Beauchamp, in Germany last month, where she encountered some soldiers who supported his writing, as well as some who were critical.
A few people were really angry, but none of them told me that the stories weren't true.
But Foer now says the New Republic shouldn't have published those essays by an active duty soldier writing under a pseudonym who is not a professional journalist.
It's my hope that when readers go and look at this pretty lengthy piece of self-disclosure, that they'll come away with renewed confidence in our commitment to the highest standards of journalism.
And some of Foer's critics are licking their wounds, too. The conservative National Review is also apologizing for publishing the loosely sourced postings of one of its military bloggers from Lebanon. David Folkenflik, NPR News.